ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Rob Paulsen is an American voice actor of over 250 different animated characters. He was the voice of Raphael and Donatello from animation series Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That answers that.
But is best known for his role as Pinky from Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain.
The man of many voices, Rob Paulsen, is on with Clifo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
Hearing of this guy's impressive resume, I feel like there wouldn't have been a 90s without him. Rob Paulsen, good morning. Welcome to the show. We're so excited to chat to you.
Hey, Gad, Clifo and Gabby, it is I, Pinky. I don't know what the hell's going on with Rob, but who cares? It's really more about me.
No.
Oh my god, so that was Pinky from Pinky and the Brain, which was one of my favourite TV shows back in the 90s, because I always told my sister I was the brain and she was Pinky. It was such a cool show.
It really, thank you, Gabby, it really is, was, and now is again, thanks to Mr. Spielberg. Firstly, it is an absolute pleasure and privilege to speak with you guys. I've worked really, really hard for 40 plus years here in Hollywood to be in a position in which I have these privileged conversations with nice folks like you, literally on the other side of the world. I think that kind of speaks to the power of these characters. I always like to make it clear that I don't draw them. I don't write them. I'm just the actor, and I'm good at my job. It's not false modesty, but I mean, I'm talking with two lovely young folks on the other side of the world, and I would submit that there are probably people who are listening who smile when they hear Pinky or Yakko or Raphael or Carl Weezer or Donatello, any of those characters. And it shows the power of these characters, you guys. They really are kind of timeless, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
I mean, you know, Pinky and the Brain held a special part in Gabby's heart. For me, I mean, it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I was that kid. Like, I was born in 84, grew up, you know, late 80s, early 90s. It was all about the Ninja Turtles. You voiced the original Donatello, is that right?
Yeah, Raphael in the original show. And then because of the great thing about my gig is nobody cares what I look like. So 20-odd years later, I got to be Donatello on a Nickelodeon version of the show, 2012, 2016. So I was Donatello. I guess if I live to be 100, maybe I can knock them all out.
Maybe.
Can you give us both the voices for Donatello and Raphael so we can tell the difference between the two characters?
Yes. Well, Raphael for Clifo was, Shredder, you tin-faced geek, get back here and taste cold turtle steel. And then Donatello, isn't that something what happens to you when that, it's just remarkable. And then Donatello is a little bit sort of more reticent, kind of a little nerdier, but still says things like, wait a minute, butt cannons? It has butt cannons? And so I get paid American dollars to do that. Go figure.
God.
That just makes me so happy hearing that.
Do you, I mean, that you must wake up sometimes, like you say that you get paid good hard American dollars to do that. You must wake up sometimes and go, when are they going to find me out? Like, when am I going to, when's this jig going to be up?
100%, you guys. I often joke, but it's really not. It's the truth. I wear long sleeve shirts all the time because my arms are black and blue from pinching myself. I mean, to be able to find my way out here, like millions of others, you know, folks come from your neck of the woods. And everybody wants to be in Hollywood. And this business, this town, I'm essentially a blue collar worker in the Dream Factory. And Hollywood has given me everything. It really is very cool to be able to look around and say, my goodness, I get to speak with Clifo and Gabby today. And the bottom line is that all I have to do is say, hello, nurse. And people do what you're doing right now. And it is nothing short of magical. And I promise you, kids, the only person who gets a bigger kick out of it than you guys is yours truly. And it never gets old. It's a remarkable thing to be able to be part of. I can't even tell you.
It's amazing that you still have so much passion for your job. You've got a resume that's like pages and pages long. What's the highlight for you? What's the one character that just fills your heart with joy?
Well, I would, the pat answer, because I'm a freelancer, you know, like you guys have a gig, but you kind of live and die by the book or by ratings, and you know, you got to keep it up. So for me, I kind of say, well, my favorite character is the next one because it means I'm working. However, nice. I have to say, you guys, to get another shot at Pinky and the Brain and Animaniacs with an audience that is exponentially larger than the first go round with Mr. Spielberg at his request, again, with my friend Maurice LaMarche, who's the brain, and Tress McNeil, who's Dot, and Wacko Warner, played by Jess Harnell, to get a shot at that again with the king of Hollywood, it just doesn't get any better. So I am a lottery winner, and I know it.
Wow. Well, you're definitely a man who appreciates his lot in this life, and you have a lot to be thankful for, and you're just so good at what you do. Rob Paulsen, so generous with your time this morning. Thank you for joining us, and more importantly, Pinky, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Gabby, you please tell your sister that you, in fact, are the brain. I can tell. I mean, no offense to your sister, but I believe that you are the brain. And one more thing.
No.
And I really mean that. Goodbye.
I'm sending her that audio.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.